The presidential election coming up, a lot of people talking, a lot of candidates, some in, some not in yet.
You're finally going to vote?
Am I going to? Yeah. What do you mean finally?
You never voted.
Oh, buddy. Come on. Come on, guy. Donald Trump, of course, is leading a lot of the polls and getting a lot of attention. It seems like he's the guy to beat, or he's the guy who will beat himself
right.
by doing something crazy,
yes,
whatever.
Yeah, eventually.
But you love to see different celebrities coming out and giving their support, saying, you know, I follow this guy. This is the guy that I think is going to change and really do a lot of stuff. I know we had talked to a bunch of different celebrities. They were aboard for the Barack Obama train. You know, right. They were like, this is the guy. Matt Damon went as far as saying how dumb what's her name was from Alaska.
Sarah Palin.
Sarah Palin. He said, oh, man, she's just an idiot.
Wow.
You know?
He went out on a limb there.
Yeah. But you love to have support from different people. So Donald Trump is getting the support of Zoltan Bathory.
Oh.
You may know him
as the thing that made Tom Hanks big.
That was Zoltan.
That was.
Yeah, but it was a different Zoltan. This Zoltan is the guitar player for Five Finger Death Punch.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So he's letting you know that he is lending his support to Donald Trump. He has tweeted out, watching the media taking shots at Donald Trump, they still don't get it. Fighters love to fight. More you kick them, the stronger they get. And then he said, Donald Trump is right. Communist China is giving us lessons in capitalism while we are becoming more communist than they are. And then he hashtagged that, the irony. And then he said he will straighten out the country. And if you think about it, Donald Trump is already delivering that promise by shooting straight. So if you're a big Five Finger Death Punch fan.
I've heard all I need to know.
Yeah. And you love politics. Yep. You can follow Zoltan.
Exactly.
Which is always funny to me. The guy may be super intelligent
for all
we know.
Sure.
You know what I mean? But it's just funny from a guy. And I like Five Finger Death Punch. I like some of their music. But they're just like, hey, let's see what Kerry King from Slayer has to say about.
His place is in the headphone of a meathead working out at Lifestyle Fitness right now.
Yeah.
Like, just stay there.
There you go.
Enough.
It's very much like Vince from Entourage. We don't need to know what you think about the world. Just look pretty on film. That's
sure.
it. That's
yep.
all you have to do. Donald Trump, they have a bunch of quotes of him talking about different women because people are always up in arms about him talking about women. We know that he said that his daughter's very beautiful, and if he wasn't her father, that he would like to, you know. Yeah. He said that she has a beautiful body.
That is gross.
That's what Lincoln said about
that is exactly
during his campaign, I think.
Same exact thing that he said. And he has said, you know, Rosie O'Donnell, that she's a pig and all that type of stuff.
Yeah.
Some of the ones that we know that Princess Diana, he wanted to date her, and she said that he creeped her out.
Right, yes.
Some of the ones that he has put down, said he doesn't want anything to do with. Bette Midler.
I love this.
He says, Bette Midler talks about my hair, but I'm not allowed to talk about her ugly face or body, so I won't. Is that a double standard?
Right.
And he said, while Bette Midler is an extremely unattractive woman, I refuse to say that because I always insist on being politically correct.
I love that.
Which is hilarious. He said,
was that recently?
2012.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, he's allowed to say it back then. He's a celebrity.
He said about Arianna Huffington. He said, Arianna Huffington is unattractive, both inside and out.
Right.
I fully understand why her former husband left her for a man. He made a good decision. Arianna Huffington is a dog.
No, that's wrong.
Yeah, and then... You would imagine nothing bad to say about Angelina Jolie. She's very pretty.
Diplomatic person, very pretty.
Right.
She's very intelligent, very smart.
Very liberal.
Yeah,
sure.
Everybody, but I mean everybody, 99% of the people in the world would agree, she's beautiful.
She's Mother Teresa too, because she's very giving. I mean, she goes to all these countries and does aid for everything.
Well, Donald Trump says, Angelina Jolie is sort of amazing because everyone thinks she's like a great beauty. And I'm not saying she's an unattractive woman, but she's not a beauty. By any stretch of the imagination, I really understand beauty.
I kind of agree with him. I don't think she's that hot. I think she's very pretty, but there's something weird about her mouth that just turns me off. I don't know if it's the fake lips or it's just something that it's off.
I know what it is. It's not a man's mouth. That's why you don't like it. You're out of your out of your mind. He said about Sarah Jessica Parker. Sarah Jessica Parker was voted unsexiest woman alive. I agree. She said, it's beneath me. to comment on the potential Obama charitable gift. What's really beneath her? I don't know what that means, but that's what Donald Trump said.
Okay.
And of course, Rosie O'Donnell, he said, sorry, Rosie is mentally sick woman, a bully, a dummy, and above all, a loser.
He called Rosie O'Donnell.
He said, other than that, she's just wonderful. Trump is a bad person.
Yeah, Trump is, this is the scary thing. He is a terrible human being. But he still might be better if it comes to him and Hillary Clinton, like a better vote.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I
he just sold out a rally. 20,000 people. They had free tickets that were up for sale, or they were free tickets that were up. You could register and get them at the American Airlines Center in Dallas. The tickets sold out. Everybody got their tickets, and now people are scalping them on Craigslist and eBay for as much as $100 a piece. But people are showing up, and they want to go see him speak.
You know what? You know who Donald Trump is? He's Charlie Sheen.
Yeah.
He is Charlie Sheen right now.
Not, like, seriously. People, you think he's in a burnout,
like,
though?
For instance, the people going, like, I would go watch a Trump rally. I would definitely want to be a part of this little blip in history. But in 2 years, people who still say winning,
right?
You go, oh my God, shut up. Winning, seriously. Like, people still hashtag winning.
Oh, and Charlie Sheen still says it.
And everyone now hears, you know, okay, your anger management, the show is probably successful, but it's horrendous and all of this stuff, and you're still saying winning, and it's kind of embarrassing now. That's going to be Trump. But he's still going to be successful, and people are still going to listen to him. It's just people are going to start rolling their eyes.
Speaking of Trump and speaking of Dallas, I will tell you who else said that they may run, but let's talk to Rob real quick. Rob, you're on the Mike Helta Show. What's happening, buddy?
Hey, another big celebrity that's supporting Trump is Mark Cuban. He's been tweeting out a bunch of stuff in support. I just picture Trump on the Shark Tank getting, like, equity stakes in small countries.
He doesn't need it. You know why? I'm very rich. I don't need your money.
He does say that.
Thank you, Rob.
Did you see who is taking over for Trump on Celebrity Apprentice?
Yes, we'll get to that. But that guy actually just brought up Mark Cuban said that he may run for president.
Yep.
Not necessarily this election, but coming up. He said on a daily basis he gets asked about it. He is another guy who is a billionaire, very outspoken.
Worst kind of person. Just like total douche.
Do you think a Trump-Cuban card for 2016, do you think that would help or hurt Trump?
I think in a sick sort of way, it'll probably help his popularity. I don't know if people will be crazy enough to vote for
you
him.
Got two really rich guys, very successful.
What's going to happen is if he gets to the point where he's the representative of the Republican Party, people are going to vote for him out of default because they want to change or they want something different.
Yeah.
So that's where he's going to win. It really doesn't. If he gets to that point, it doesn't matter who his running mate is, I don't think.
Did you see who also announced that he's going to run for president?
No.
Do you know McAfee antivirus? John McAfee announced that he was going to start his own political party and he was going to run for president. I said 2 weeks ago he'd be a great running mate with Trump.
But wasn't he on the run for murder?
Yeah, he was in South America or something.
Yeah, he was like running from the feds and stuff.
He was questioned about his neighbor's murder in Belize. he gave up his share in McAfee antivirus in 2010. He fled the country. Most recently was arrested for DUI and gun possession.
Yeah. Have you seen
like a good
him?
Running mate.
He's like thin, really tan, kind of red. Looks like he has a toupee. Crazy eyes, like he's doing cocaine and Kool-Aid, injecting it into his. So yeah, he seems nuts.
His campaign slogan is privacy, freedom, and technology. But he's also crazy as hell, and he may or may not have murdered someone, so who knows?
It's so funny, because if you said, who is the guy that came up with McAfee, all the stuff that debugs your computer and you don't get any viruses or anything?
It's like Newton or something?
Wouldn't you be you would be like, you know, it'd have to be some really intelligent guy, probably look kind of nerdy. Nope, it's that guy over
lunatic.
There that's on his boat that's like just going bananas.
The guy who sold Hyundais locally, wherever he's from.
They even questioned him about the murder. They said, you were arrested in Guatemala. You were named a person of interest in association with a murder in Belize. You were recently arrested for a DUI. Will this be an obstacle in gaining the public's trust? His response, I don't think so. We're talking to the American public. We're not a squeaky clean group of people.
Hmm.
He's right. Everybody's got skeletons in their closets.
He's a straight shooter. Let's go to Jazz. You're on the Mike Helta Show. What's up, Jazz?
Good morning, Mrs. Taz.
Taz. I didn't think it was Jazz, but I threw it out there anyways. No. What's up, Taz?
You were close. Or Carmen was close.
Yeah.
I was calling about Trump. You know, he likes the loose Southern women, you know.
He likes what?
The loose Southern women.
Loose Southern women?
Yes. Marla's from my hometown. She was a very loosey goosey girl in high school that he married.
Loosey goosey.
Gave him his beautiful daughter.
Yeah. Did he have a daughter with Marla Maples?
I do not know.
Yes.
I'm not aware of that. I know Ivana was from Ivanka or Ivanka from Ivana, whatever. I'm not sure. Look that up and see whether Taz Jazz is right on that one.
I have a quote of Trump about Marla Maples saying, God, I wish you could see her body. If you could take one look at it, just one look, you wouldn't believe it. It's unbelievable. Better than a 10. But then every photo I've ever seen of her, not that attractive. I mean, she's a pretty girl.
Yeah, she was very 80s.
Yeah.
She was very 80s looking. Do you have?
Donald and Marla Maples had a daughter named Tiffany Trump.
And is she, I've never seen her before.
Well, she's cute. She's
all right. Her eyes are
Carmen's
very
wide. Carmen's got pictures
set.
Up there. Oh, yeah. Ooh. She's got a big face. That's a stop sign, man.
That's see, pie face if I've ever seen it, man.
Nah, she's cute. She looks
she's
sexier than Tara Reid.
No, fuller face Tara Reid, I think. Like chubby Tara Reid.
You'd say Tara Reid's sexier than her.
Oh, that looks like Stewie if Stewie was a girl.
Yes.
Right?
Sexy Stewie. Yes, it does.
I don't know. That's rough. What his daughter is Ivana or Ivanka? What's
Ivanka.
His daughter?
Ivanka.
Ivanka? Yeah. She's gorgeous.
Not. Yeah, she is.
Yeah. Sorry, other Trump. You're not.
And
you're
she
not.
Seems like if you watch Apprentice, you go, how, or is that her father? Like, she seems very classy.
She seems very classy, very intelligent.
So does
his
son, really. Even though his son can have the, like, streak of kind of, like, you know, bro. Like, he does seem like a little bit more buttoned up.
Yeah. Seems pretty smart.
Speaking of The Apprentice, they have a list of the 5 top people who were rumored to replace Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
I'll read them to you, and then I'll tell you who actually got the job.
I know who got the job, but I would like to hear the other people that were rumored for it.
Number one, we just talked about him, Mark Cuban.
Mark Cuban would be great, but Mark Cuban's already doing Shark Tank, and that
already
makes sense.
I think he would
be
better on Apprentice than he is on Shark Tank.
I think he would be fantastic on there, because he's a very smart guy. He's not afraid to say what's on his mind, and he does know business very well.
I think he would be better than the businessman they chose.
He knows business. Listen to me. American business. Who else?
Number two, they had down former late night TV talk show host Arsenio Hall.
Oh, that'd be terrible.
Terrible. He was a contestant and he was popular.
But he doesn't know anything about business. And the whole point is that you're supposed to know a little bit about business going into this show.
He may have some business ventures we don't know about, but he's not. When you look at Arsenio Hall, you don't go businessman. Yeah. You go comedian, talk show host.
How to succeed in 1991. That's
right,
what I think of Arsenio Hall.
Yeah, and for some reason, he probably, look it up if you can, what Arsenio Hall's net worth is. He's probably worth a lot of money, but for some reason, I look at him and he looks like a failure to me.
Yes, absolutely.
Like, he seems like, oh, poor Arsenio Hall.
The word Arsenio Hall is not associated with success.
Right.
Well, you know why he gave up that show.
$5 million?
Yep, $5 million.
I would think he would have more than that, but still, $5 million, nobody's going to cough at that or anything.
You know why he gave up his original show when he, like, back in the 90s, right?
No, the dog pound got loose.
No, he became a dad and he wanted to raise his kid. And he goes, you know what? I'm just going to step away and then maybe I'll come back to TV when he's older. And he tried coming back to TV when his kid was older and it failed.
The world wasn't ready for it.
Yeah.
It's like Rock Hudson had pneumonia. I think a lot of people, it was mutual. I stepped away from it. They kind of said, beat it, loser.
Number three on the list to replace Donald Trump on The Apprentice, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
That's stupid. Ridiculous.
Too famous.
Ridiculous. What are you going to... You're fired, he's going to give him the people's elbow.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
He's going to put him up on the table on the conference
table. Bottom.
Picture that with a middle-aged woman, ex-celebrity.
Linda Carter.
Number four, and I think this guy would be good, Richard Branson.
Remember? I said that whenever we first started talking about it, who's going to take over? Richard Branson would be fantastic because he's super rich. He's got enough kind of crazy to him, you know, but he's definitely a smart business guy and has all kind of different businesses going on.
And number five.
He's actually English business. Totally different from American
of course,
business.
Yeah.
Number five is ugly face Carly Fiorina. They were saying that she would be...
She's running for president.
Because she was the CEO of Hewlett-Packard before she got into politics. So,
but the majority of people, myself included, had no idea who she was until she was running for president.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So the person they picked wasn't even on the list. The person that they picked... Do you know who it is, John?
I do, yeah. Great business mogul.
Arnold, the Terminator, Schwarzenegger.
Yep. Business. We're moving into California. Yeah.
That's the only thing, but he knows acting, and I know he probably has some business degree, but he ran the state of California. He's got to know something.
Adulterer. Yeah. Actor.
Oh, but you know what? That's all.
Weightlifter.
Yeah.
So everything you need.
Bodybuilder. Bodybuilder. Get it right. Not weightlifter.
Weightlifter. So really strong acting and adultery is what you need in business for success.
When I think of running a business, I want Mr. Universe to be the guy that's in charge of my company.
Sure, Mr. Olympia. You know what totally changes all of that?
What?
He's charismatic. He is a star. And people don't care about the rest of that
stuff. He's
famous
for that show, so it's a win.
Oh, he's
like, if you put him on there, it's like, oh my God, he's a movie star who's on my TV. Like, I think it's a no-brainer for ratings. It just makes absolutely no sense.
But it's also not an if. It's done. NBC announced Monday that Arnold Schwarzenegger will be the host of The Apprentice in 2016.
You're fired!
That's
like, I can't picture Arnold firing somebody in his life. Like, I know that he became governor. Obviously, governors make a lot of big decisions, but like, I can't picture like somebody does that for a governor.
He is a
face of something.
Listen, he started out small kid in Austria, wanted to come to America, wanted to be this big thing, then wanted to get into politics, kind of worked his way into politics and stuff. The guy is a success. You know what I mean?
Right,
regardless of all the other
American success story.
He really is. Yeah, it's the American dream kind of thing. You became a huge movie star, Mr. Olympia, all that type of stuff. As far as running anything, I have no idea whether he can do anything of that, but he'll get people that can, and he'll be great on The Apprentice.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I think it'll be entertaining.
It actually says in this article from Associated Press, it says, no word on whether he'll replace Trump's "you're fired" with "you've been terminated."
You won't be back is what he's going to say.
You won't be back. That's awesome.
That would be good, too. I would like that a lot.
I'll crush you.
I think it'll be very interesting.
You said you don't see him firing someone. There's somebody that does that. Do you think he impregnated his nanny, the nanny had the kid, and the nanny kept working for him and his wife for years?
Yeah. He couldn't fire her.
Do you think she's fired now? And if so, when do you fire her? And like, can he do that? Because isn't that creating a hostile work environment?
I don't think he fires her. I think he gives her retirement.
Paid leave of absence forever?
Yeah, I think she's retired.
I knocked you up. I'm sorry. Now you don't have to
the chopper.
Stop dusting.
Have you ever seen that kid? The kid that it looks just like him. It's crazy. It's a mini Arnold. That's what's cool. They should take him. Arnold should adopt him and start training him for movies. There's your next command. There's your next Terminator.
Start training him for bodybuilding because he has those genetics.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Arnold Schwarzenegger worked out a lot, did all of his stuff. I'm sure there's some steroids in there. But he also had that base of the genetics. He was a genetic freak where his symmetry and everything and his muscles, how big he was. And for being a tall guy, too, winning Olympia that many times in a row.
And you saw how manly that housekeeper was. Yeah. So he's got it from both sides. The man part from Arnold and even manlier
even
from the housekeeper.
Yeah.
Than Arnold.
You know that she was squatting down to dust and stuff. And he was like,
get under that. It's such good form.
She's vacuuming the walls,
lifting couches.
She was actually like 89 pounds, and then after she had sex with Arnold, like his DNA, she became muscles and stuff. And for some reason, anybody who Arnold comes in contact with become like Arnold. The baby had a gap in its teeth with a cigar.
Give me some milk.
Ridiculous. I think it'll be great though. So look forward to that, The Apprentice with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I've never watched The Apprentice. I just don't watch those shows late at night, but I will watch it with Arnold. It's going to make me want to tune in because it's something different.
Is it going to be Celebrity Apprentice or
it
regular?
It has to be.
Yeah,
because they've done away with regular. Regular Apprentice, no. Nobody liked it. You want to see famous people and see them fighting with other famous people.
Famous people that never have had a job. In a job.
Yeah.
Sure.
Like, I want to see Rick Springfield working at a bakery.
Yep.
And trying to make business.
Yeah. And trying to come up with, like, Jesse's muffins. No.
No.
Rick, just first off, put a hairnet on. Disgusting. Yeah. Secondly, just do what we told you to do. Don't try and do extra stuff. Let's go to George around the Mike Helta Show. What's up, George?
I figured instead of you're fired, he would say, give me your clothes and your motorcycle.
That would be good, too. And then he hits him over the back with a pull cue. Thank you, George. I like you won't be back.
You won't be back.
Yeah, that I think is hilarious. Or you're terminated. We can figure that out.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at GoldenDiamondSource.com. We'll be right back.